Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Kayla. Candace isn't able to join us today, but we are all still so directionally challenged. We thought we'd have it all figured out by the time we were in our 30s, but surprise, we don't. And that's okay. It really is okay. Today, we have a fascinating individual joining us. She has been through so much in her life, and her story is one that I've wanted to share on this podcast for a very, very long time. I'm going to sit down with Helena Mattsson. She was born and raised in Stockholm, Sweden. You have seen Helena in many, many roles on television, including American Horror Story, Desperate Housewives, Nikita, 666 Park Avenue. She's recurring on The Rookie at I Am as well, which is really fun. So we're on this together. She's been in so many movies. She's done Girls, Guns, and Gambling with Gary Oldman and Psychopaths with Colin Farrell and Surrogates with Bruce Willis. I could go on forever. But what's most fascinating about Helena is her story to becoming an actor. So many times we have questions. You guys submit questions about wanting to be an actor and what it's like. She sits down with us and tells us her version of that. And she moved to a country not knowing the language, not knowing anyone, and knocked on doors and made her career happen. From making friends with a homeless girl and sleeping on the streets for a little bit to genuinely being a hugely successful actor and in both Sweden and the US. And I'm so grateful that she sat down and joined us today. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Helena Mattsson. And I am here with Helena Mattsson. Finally, we're doing this. I'm so happy and excited that you're here today.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
Of course. For those who don't know, Helena is one of my best friends. She was in my wedding and I know her inside and out. And her life story is so fascinating and she is so accomplished. But there's so much she did to get to where she is in life. And I'm really excited to be able to share that with our listeners and to have you here today. You're such a well-known actor. You're a mom. You're a successful business owner. There's so much to discuss. I think before we get into that, I really want everyone to know, how hard you've worked to get here, how what you've done to reach this success. Because in life, it's really easy to just look at someone and think, oh, well, they just booked this role because they're beautiful, or because they look this certain way. They're the perfect role. They're this. But you have done so much to get to where you are. You know, actors' lives look so easy. They really do. And I think that's why a lot of people want to be actors. But take us back to the beginning. What were you like as a child? And did you know that acting was something that you always wanted to do?
Well, thank you for that introduction, by the way. Well, from an early age, I was always fascinated with the magic of the theater. I just loved going to see plays, and I loved to perform in plays and musicals, even though I was pretty shy. But the theater somehow felt like home, and that's what made me want to go to acting school.
Wow. Yeah, I remember you, Helena, and I went to this tiny little theater in Long Beach, where I'm from, one time for Christmas, and we saw this tiny little play that was not so good, but we loved every minute of it. And I think we went with my mom and her friends, but there was something magic about it. And it really is true. There's something about the theater that just ignites that spark within us. So you were really young when you decided to become an actor and to move to the States. And I think that is so brave. How old were you?
I was 18. So I had saved up money as a teenager by selling roses in nightclubs and modeling and other random jobs so that I could go to New York and study acting, and then continue to London, where I studied at the London Academy. And that's where I got invited to come to LA to audition for this new comedy show at Warner Brothers. So I literally came to LA with a backpack and a script where I had to look up every other word, thinking I would stay for just one day doing this audition. But I actually ended up auditioning for this role for 2 weeks. But I got lucky and I got the job and I stayed.
What I love so much about this story is you had one outfit. And your t-shirt said, "Today's your lucky day."
It did. It's a little embarrassing. But
no, it's
I wore
not
the same shirt for 2 weeks. It's a bright pink shirt that said, "It's your lucky day." So yeah, they quite literally called me 2 weeks later and said, "Guess what? It is your lucky day." So yeah, that was special.
I mean, I think it's so brave to move to a country to not really know the language. I mean, that's such a huge part of the acting process. You speak words and you're learning this language as you're studying your acting. And, you know, I think when you were first in New York, you went through a lot of hard times. It was not easy. This is before Warner Brothers flew you out to audition for a pilot, but you came to New York so motivated and so ready to succeed. And, you know, New York's a tough city. It's almost like a movie where this girl moves to New York, knowing no one, barely knowing the language. And I know times were really hard for you back then, right?
It was. I mean, I stayed in a little hostel. You know, you have a little bench where you stay, you know, I saved up all my money to take these acting classes and, you know, lived off of a few dollars a day.
You guys, I mean, this is fascinating. So she put all of her money into her acting, truly, like into the craft of acting, and then would have a few dollars to spend on food every day. And I remember you and I talking, and she would spend, I think it was just a few dollars a day, and then you would get something off the dollar menu at McDonald's, and that's how you survived, right?
Yeah, that's how I got by.
Right.
Yep.
And not only that, like, you were knocking on doors, barely speaking the language, saying to agents and anyone in the industry, hey, are you looking for someone to represent? And what I love so much about this is so much of the actor's lifestyle looks as if they lounge all day by the pool, reading a script, waiting to book a job. And the reality of it is, no, those that are really destined to succeed and motivated to succeed, knock on doors. They create their own opportunity. And that's what you did since, I mean, before you were 18 in Sweden, but truly when you first moved here, that was what you did. And I'm wondering, because what is the difference between the film industry and television industry in Sweden and here in the States? Is it a huge difference?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I first filmed my first sitcom here in LA, you know, you film, when you do a sitcom, you film and then you move to another set and film something else. So each time we would move sets, I would automatically just pick up some heavy equipment and help carry it to the next set because that's what I was used to. But I quickly learned that, you know, the film industry here is so much bigger and there are so many different departments and you're supposed to stick to your department and not butt into anyone else's. So that was a little bit of a culture shock.
I love that visual, like sweet, young, little you, probably wearing some like tight little dress on set, because let's be honest, we joke all the time how like the only thing we end up wearing are like tight clothes and high heels, trying to pick up and move furniture. And the guys are like, hey, it's okay. This is my job. Please go ahead. You don't have to do this. That's a lot. That's a lot that you went through and a lot that obviously you were destined for success. But even just 2 weeks out here by yourself in a foreign country testing for a show is a lot. That's a huge thing. So was there ever a moment throughout all of this when you are in clubs selling roses, trying to make money to move to the States, when you're in New York sleeping in a hostel, making friends with, you know, a homeless girl that I remember you said you made friends with, when you're going through all of that, was there ever a moment that you just wanted to move back home? Your whole family's back there. You have a lovely family who's wonderful. You and your sisters are so close. This is such a brave, bold move. Were there moments that you thought, oh, I need to give up?
Well, I mean, you know, I had to work really hard to get a work visa. And that work visa only allowed me to work as an actress. So, you know, if I didn't book work in film and television, I would be going home. So I think, yeah, so I think because of that, I was very dedicated. But, you know, of course, you know, I miss home a lot, I think. There will always be a really strong emotional bond to where you grew up. And it doesn't matter how much time passes, that will always be there. And I don't think I realized when I was younger what a huge decision I made by pursuing a career in a different country. You know, because life goes on and then all of a sudden you've built a life there. But I'm also very grateful for the life that I have built here. And I also very much love it here.
Yeah, that's really true. I think a lot of times we make bold decisions when we're young just because we don't think about the ramifications. But that's amazing because it forces us to do things that we may not have done at an older age. You know, when you grow up, you're a little bit more careful and more methodical. But when you're young, there's that like caution, you throw caution to the wind. Let's just do it. And that's what you did. Switching gears for just a minute, I really want to talk about how we met because I love this story so much. And I think, you know, moving to a city and making friends is really hard, especially when your job is really competitive. And that can be difficult. What I've loved so much and appreciated about our friendship is that it supersedes that. Helena and I are the actor friends that get an audition and we text each other, oh, hey, actually, I have this. I'm going to put this on tape, but you should actually put this on tape. This is more you, which is really fun. And I've always appreciated that. I mean, it's been decades. We've had over multiple decades of friendship. And so it's been a really long time. And so one time, there was a day that I had 3 auditions and there was the same day that Helena had 3 auditions and they must have had our exact times were exactly the same. So we saw each other in the morning and we were like, hi, how are you? Because you do end up seeing some of the same people over and over again. And then an hour later, we show up at the next one and there we both are again. And we're like, oh, hi, how are you? And then by the 3rd audition, we looked at each other and we're like, maybe we should just be friends. Do you want to go get a coffee? And so we just left and went and got a coffee and the rest is the history. But now we're moms and we're actors. And that's a whole new level because being an actor is difficult and there's, you know, it's extremely unreliable, but now that we're moms, we have to be reliable. There are multiple little beings relying on us. And, you know, we talk about the difficulties and the perks all the time, being parents and actors. What have you found is the most difficult part?
First off, it was terrifying to become a mom, having the jobs that we have, you know, and that's a whole different discussion, you know, where we have to fear something that is should be so natural and celebrated. But there was so much uncertainty, like, will I ever work again? You know, what's my body going to look like? I think it's important in life to lead with love instead of fear. And I'm so glad I did. I think it's been a blessing to be able to spend so much time with my kids when I'm not filming, and then also be able to have them travel with me when I do work and come to work with me. But, you know, having a support system is so important. And that's why I'm so grateful to have had you throughout the years. You know, we've been able to help each other, whether it's been watching each other's babies when we're doing auditions, or truly just cheering each other on. That's what life is about, you know, having meaningful relationships and sharing all those moments with someone.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, I remember the first time you were pregnant, you were the first one of my friends to take that leap. And it is a big leap to take as an actor, because so much of, you know, unfortunately, it still is this way. Even in 2023, it's so unfortunate how that still matters. It still matters how our body looks, how we look. And it's not necessarily always going to be the best actor that gets the role. So that does come into play when you make the decision to have a baby, unfortunately. And you're right, it should be celebrated. It should be something that is so lovely. And I know you and I have talked about this so many times, how when we make that call to our team, to our agents, our managers, to publicists, everyone, and we say we're pregnant, how terrifying that is, because, you know, you never know what the reaction's going to be. Luckily, we have great people and they were all so excited for us. And that's important. But I remember you were shooting 666 Park Avenue, the ABC series, while you were pregnant, right?
It was a different ABC series. It was called Betrayal.
Oh, sorry. She's worked so much. Even her best friends get it confused.
Yes, I was pregnant throughout most of that filming. So it was all about hiding the belly and, you know, trying to pretend there was no belly.
I just remember you arriving holding a lot of plants
and
bags and just hiding it.
Always holding something. Yeah, that's the trick.
Right. Hey, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the chocolate bliss and caramel sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
And we're back. What's your favorite part about being an actor and being a mom?
Well, it's helped me so much in my career, actually. As a mom, you're so in touch with your feelings and understanding your children's feelings and their behaviors. And, you know, before having kids, I would overanalyze things and be in my head a lot more, which we know is pretty destructive as an actor. And as a mom, you just don't have time to dwell on things or overthink things. I feel like I live more in the moment now because that's where I'm needed. And that's helped me a lot more to be a lot more free as a performer and not overthink.
I know. I feel like acting has changed once you're a mom because it just deepens everything. It deepens everything. When people ask me what it's like to have children, what I say is it just your emotional spectrum is so much more expansive. The lows are really low and the highs are really high. And so that has been, that's such a benefit as an actor to have an even wider range of emotion and to be able to pull from that. And I know, I think you and I both played mothers before we were actual mothers.
Oh, absolutely.
And now I go back and see that work and think, oh, I did my best trying to be a mom, but there's just no way you can, you know, use substitution or substitute that in that specific way. I remember when Helena first had her baby and she was driving around trying with the baby in the car going on auditions, and she had one right by our house and she called me and said, I need help. Can you just sit in the car with my baby, my brand new baby, so I can run into this audition, you know? And you did. And I said, absolutely, I'll be there. And you're right. It is so important to have that support system.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We've been so lucky to have each other over the years. And, you know, I think we've both had to kind of overcome the fact that just because you work really hard doesn't necessarily mean that you get the work or you get the work you wished for. There's so many other things that comes into play. And so just to have someone to go through the ups and downs of the industry is so important.
I know, we finally did an episode of television together. We weren't in any scenes together. That's still a goal we have.
I know. But we still have to do that.
But we were in the same episode and we didn't even work the same day, but it was so much fun to do that because Helena and I've obviously like been up for so many of the same jobs, and it was finally, I mean, so many years later we thought, "Oh, at least our names are on the in the same script. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, acting is really unreliable. And that's part of why I started to do this podcast, because it feels like it's another form of entertainment and creativity, and it's another outlet, and it's really beautiful. And our industry has changed so much. Now social media is a huge factor and followers are a huge factor, and things are changing, and we like change. Change is good. Change is also scary, and it's different. And there is no, you know, movie star anymore. Everything's more accessible and kind of sad in a way, or I'm just going to speak for me personally. I feel sad sometimes. And then I also am excited for what's in the future. There's so many different shows out. There's so many different platforms. There's so much content, so many more shows that we can be a part of. So, you know, there's sort of a good and a bad to that. But something you have done to have another creative outlet and another business, I mean, yours is really successful, and I've been so excited to discuss it, because you have a successful bag company called Ava Carrington. And I know you launched it in 2019 with your sister, Sophia, who is also an actress and lives here in the States. Finally, she had to follow in your footsteps. Yes. And had to come out. After you did all the hard groundwork, then Sophia thought, oh, maybe I'll come out.
Yeah.
So you do have some family here, which is awesome. But I know that you guys were searching for high quality handbags that were cruelty free, and you realized you couldn't really find what you wanted. And so you guys decided to make your own. Can you talk to us about what that process is like, and how you guys formed the company, and what it's like to work with your sister, all that good stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we've just always loved bags.
Shocker. Women yes. love fashion.
You know, and we were trying to find a bag that wasn't made out of leather. And not just because of the animal cruelty aspect of it, but also the impact on the environment and the workers. And, you know, but also we wanted a bag that felt uniquely designed and with high quality. And we just couldn't find that many options where the two went together. So we just thought it would be a fun and meaningful challenge to create one of our own. So we thought out all these different materials and found this amazing material that feels and looks just like leather, but it's cruelty-free. It's better for the environment.
It really does feel like leather.
Yes, it's just like leather, but it's a lot more scratch-resistant, water-resistant. And we also incorporated this super soft lining made out of 100% recycled plastic bottles. And it's just been really cool, and it's been a rewarding experience so far.
Well, and a lot of times I feel like, you know, it's so wonderful. The fact that the lining is made of recycled bottles, that's really cool. But a lot of times as a consumer, you feel like, oh, okay, that's a good thing, but I'm going to sacrifice on quality. And you guys found a way to not do that. Because when you first showed me the bag, honestly, I was like, okay, we'll see how this looks. And then you put it in my hands and I was like, no way. This is not recycled. No way. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I'm not just saying this as your friend. I truly am. You guys have found a really niche way to create these bags and to not have an impact on the environment. So I'm really proud of you. We have a lot of younger listeners on here that are entrepreneurs, and you guys have a really cool, you found a venture accelerator program at UCLA. Can you talk to us about what that is and what that did for the company?
Yeah, so we got accepted into a program at UCLA for startup businesses, basically. And it was just a big help for us in the sense that it taught us about the business side of entrepreneurship. You know, we had this idea and we knew what we wanted and the design that we liked, but we really hadn't formatted a formal business plan. And, you know, and they taught us how to pitch our idea to investors and help us with introductions. And that's a big part of things. You know, you can have this great idea, but you also need the tools to execute it with the best chance of success. For anyone who wants to start a business, I definitely recommend finding an accelerator program or even just other entrepreneurs to collaborate with or ask for advice, you know, just to be around other people that are also inspiring to start their businesses, can teach you so much and inspire you. And, you know, you can share information and give feedback.
How did you even learn? Because honestly, if I started a company like that, I would have no idea that that existed, an accelerator course and company at UCLA. So how did you just Google it? And then how did you find out about it?
Yeah, no, actually, my sister's husband went to study there. So he knew about it. But I'm so grateful for that help. Like I said, it's not the same to just have a fun idea, a cool idea, but to also get the business aspect of it was important.
Well, right, of course. And so do you apply to this?
Yeah.
It's not a scholarship. I keep wanting to say scholarship, but that's not what it is, because they didn't help fund you. They just gave you information, and what you did with that information was up to you, right?
Yeah. So it's like a year long program and you meet with all these other startup businesses and you basically learn from each other, and they bring in different people that can help with all the different aspects of running a business. So yeah, that was really cool.
And so how many styles do you guys have now?
We have two different styles in two different colors. So there's a satchel and then there's a crossbody. And then we have a few more designs in the works.
Yay, good. Because I have both the satchel and the crossbody and I love them so much. And I just want more. And what's it like to work with your sister? Because, you know, they say never work with friends, never work with family. But when it works out, it really does. So what is that like?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we know each other so well and, you know, we can be ourselves. You know, all the little successes or milestones along the way are just so much more rewarding when you have someone to share it with that you really care about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so true. I know. I'm sure your family is so proud about both of you. I mean, not only are you just beautiful on the inside and out, but you guys have accomplished so much already. Before I let you go, I have to ask you about acting, because I know so many fans are tuning into this episode. So talk to us about your favorite of all the roles. What do you have a favorite one that you've done?
You know, I've been asked this question before and I can't like pinpoint a particular part, but you know, I just feel so blessed to have been getting to explore so many different genres. I know some people tend to stick to one genre, but I feel like I've been blessed to get to try out a lot of different things. And you know, each role kind of stays with you a little bit, you know, brings out something new in you. And I feel grateful for each of those opportunities.
I will tell you that we, of course, watch each other's work. It's like fun and we love each other. Tanner was tuning in with me when you were on American Horror Story. And I think that was Gaga's season, right? Which is so cool. This is just a side note question, that didn't she give you a wrap gift or something in your trailer? What was it?
Oh, she did. Yes. Like my first day, she put some dead flowers in my trailer and a teddy bear that she'd cut up completely. So it was like all destroyed. And then she left me a note saying, "I will devour you this season," or something like that. But she's amazing.
That's so cool. That's amazing. I've heard so many wonderful things about her. She was on the Vampire Diaries set a lot too, because she was dating one of the guys that was a recurring character, but I didn't get to meet her. And that's one of the things in life that it's a goal. We'll just put it there. But I remember watching you and Tanner was with me watching you in American Horror Story. And he got up, paused the TV and went, I know that's Helena, but that's not Helena. And I was like, well, yeah, that's the point of acting. And he's like, no, I know. She's a completely different person. And I'm like, I know, that's how good she is. I know. So we were such fans of that performance in particular, because it was so fun to watch you. But I mean, obviously there's been millions of different performances. What does being a performer and a storyteller mean to you in life?
Well, I mean, I just love reading a script and being excited to tell that story. It makes me feel challenged in a good way. It also gives me a sense of freedom, you know, just to step out of your own shoes for a bit and step into someone else's. It's just so liberating.
I totally agree. What do you have coming up next? I know you're still recurring on The Rookie, right? Which you're so cute in that role. You guys, she plays like this lifeguard. I mean, you just always look so cute and amazing in that. And you're the love interest. It's a great love triangle. But I know everyone's going to want to know where they can watch you.
Yes. I have two movies coming out this year, a romantic comedy called Little Angels, and also an action film
called Dark Asset. And I'm also just now wrapping up filming first season of a new drama, dark comedy series called Paper Empire.
And there's a lot of great people in that series, right?
Yeah, yes. It's a great one. We got Wesley Snipes, Denise Richards, Kelsey Grammer.
It's a lot of people, a lot of great people. And you're one of the leads. I cannot wait to watch you with this. It's going to be so fun.
Oh, thank you.
So what do you prefer then, romantic comedy or action thriller?
I love romantic comedies. But, you know, that being said, you know, when you get a script and you read it, you know, it's more about just falling in love with the story and wanting to tell a story. It doesn't really matter what genre it is. Although I do have a soft spot for romantic comedies.
Rom-coms. Do you have a favorite? What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite movie? Is it a rom-com?
Can't think of one.
I know. It's really, I feel like that's such a normal question to ask, but it's also a very difficult question to answer because people, there's so much out there now. I mean, my favorite movie still is A League of Their Own. It always has been. You know this about me, my little stuffed animal that I had when I was little was named Kit off of, you know, the character, the young little sister in that movie. And that will still always be one of my favorite movies. And it's awesome when they do remakes. They redid it into a TV series. But it also, I was really excited about it, but I also felt I just didn't want them to ruin the magic of the movie. And sometimes I feel like nowadays there's so much content, but there's also, it can be a bit unimaginative because people will just recreate something that has already been done. And it does, you know, the first Jurassic Park, in my opinion, will always be the best one. You know, there's just something about the magic of a new story. Rom-coms are always so fun to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. And it also, like, it's also fun to be part of something that makes people laugh or makes them happy or, you know, is something positive, you know, that's meaningful.
Did you feel that, especially during the pandemic?
Yeah, I definitely found myself like not wanting to watch a lot of dark dramas and stuff. Like, you know, you need to watch something lighter and something more fun.
Yeah, I felt that as well, that I was so grateful that we were a part of a job and a medium that brought life and love into people's lives, because, you know, you rethink a lot of things when you go through something as serious and severe as a global pandemic. I just felt so grateful to be able to bring cheer to people during a time of turmoil. Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And we're back. I'm so grateful that you shared your story with us today. And I know everyone's going to want to check out Ava Carrington. So can you let us know your socials and also Ava Carrington's socials and where they can buy it? I know everyone's like, hey, Kayla, ask Helena where we can get these bags.
Yes, you can get the bags. You can check them out at avacarrington.com. It's AVACARRINGTON.com. And the Instagram is at Carrington Ava. And I think my Instagram is Helena_Matson.
Well, that is something that I wanted to ask you about because, you know, social media is a huge part of our job, but it is also hard as a mom because a lot of what you do is with your kids. And a lot of that isn't necessarily something that you want the world to see. And we don't know if our kids want to be on social media. Poppy hates it when her picture's taken. She really does. She genuinely puts her hand up and doesn't want the photo taken. And so as a mom, I feel turmoil because there are moments that I really do want to share. And then there are moments that I think, well, what if she hates this photo years from now? So how do you feel about
it? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've just kind of decided to not include my kids very much in my social media. I mean, I don't post that much anyway.
But it's mostly your work, which is important and good.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll be about my work.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. It's tricky because, you know, like you said, most days you just spend with your kids and they're a big part of your life, but then you don't really want to have them included in everything. Not to say that it's, you know, bad to, but...
No, right.
It's up to everyone.
You have your kids a lot with you on set too, which I've always thought was so great. Usually when she books a job, the whole family travels with her and she'll get the kids' schoolwork and they all go together, which is amazing. And I think it's important to keep family together because otherwise you leave for a significant amount of time and then your kids don't have you in their lives. And I think that's a huge negative about our industry is the fact that we don't always work where we live. And our kids have lives in that city and they have, you know, dance and soccer and school and all their activities. And you don't want to take them out of it. But then yet it's also important to stay together as a family. And so I think you guys have really figured out what works. And my kids are just a little younger than yours. And so Tanner and I have seen what you guys do and try to model ourselves after that. And it's a difficult thing to do. And you guys do it really well. You do it really well. You really do.
Oh, so it's true. You.
And your kids are so comfortable on a set and they're so cute and lovely. And it's important and what a good life experience to have too. Because yes, schoolwork is important and you learn a lot, but then they get a lot of life experience too. And that's really important. So you're giving them a lot just by being on a set. So it's exciting and cool to watch mom at work.
It is. It is. We've always made a point to try to be together and as much as we can. And I've tried to bring them and I brought them to work with me so much and we've traveled so much and it's been really rewarding. It gets trickier though when they start school because then it's a little trickier to take them out of school. But when they were really little, it was just so fun.
Mm. Yeah, it's like all these adventures to go on together. It's really fun.
And you usually travel to all these places that you would never really travel to otherwise. So they've gotten to experience countries and cities and places that, you know, we never would have taken them to if it wasn't for that we had work there.
Right. They have friends all over the world.
Exactly. They
at
do.
At such a young age, which is not
like
something.
10 pals all over the world.
Right. It's like not something a lot of people can say. So that's very cool. Well, I'm so happy that you did this episode. And thank you for sharing your story and being honest with us about it, because I think it's really important for people to understand what it takes. That success is not just doesn't come easy. And that's okay. And that's a good thing. And I'm so proud of you and all that you've accomplished. And I'm just so grateful that you joined us today. So thanks.
Thank you.
Lastly, do you have any advice for young actors, for young people that want to join the industry? We get a lot of questions about how to become an actor or just questions about acting in general. Is there one tidbit of advice that you would want to share with your younger self?
I guess it would be to not be so hard on yourself, because it's a very interesting industry, you know, and like I said earlier, you know, just because you put in a lot of hard work, which you have to do, there's still so many different variables that comes into play. So, and it's not always fair. So don't be too hard on yourself. You know, you could be amazingly talented and get less work than someone who maybe didn't put in as much work. To keep that in mind, I do always remind myself of, you know, how lucky I feel to just, you know, just get to do a job that I love and, you know, just to have the necessities in life and to have a family and to have the support system, you know. So I always think about those things and everything I'm grateful for.
Yeah. Yeah. You really, and you are someone that lives with such gratitude. Thanks again for taking time out of your busy day with all your kids to sit here and talk to me. So thanks.
Oh, thank you. This was fun.
You guys, I am so happy that we had her on. This episode was really fun for me, and I hope you enjoyed it too. And guess what? She is so awesome. She's decided to give us a discount code for all Directionally Challenged listeners. You have to check out Ava Carrington bags. Mel's here with me too. She said she just went online and checked it out, and she was so impressed. She's like, oh my God, these bags are really nice. So here's the coupon code that you can enter for 25% off your entire order. You just type in DC25. And that's for all Directionally Challenged listeners. There's no limit on it, so make sure you check it out. I'm so, so glad that she joined us today and that we have a fun discount code. So let's all go get her Ava Carrington bags and we can see each other on the street, talk about the episode, and talk about our bags. I hope you had a wonderful time joining us today and loved this episode as much as we did. We have another great one coming for you next week. Until then, take care.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz.
Edited by Diane King.
Post-production sound by Chris Henry. Music by Joe King.
And advertising partnership with Acast.